The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's talk about... I wanted to kind of keep it light today, but with the recent developments internationally, this is going to be a topic, especially as it pertains to international news. Israeli military says ceasefire began at 12 local time in Gaza, triggering displaced return. Israeli troops are withdrawing to agreed lines following cabinet approval of the deal. We'll go further into what the deal entails. As a matter of fact, let's get to that right now. As the Trump administration is taking credit for bringing this milestone, as some are calling it, to fruition. So we're going to hear how the peace plan will, what the plan looks like, what it entails as the end of war in Gaza, as President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this was a press conference that they gave, and they proposed a 20-point peace plan agreed by Israel. So this is how the press conference went.
So today is a historic day for peace, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and I have just concluded an important meeting on many vital issues, and most importantly, we discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East.
I believe that today we're taking a critical step towards both ending the war in Gaza and setting the stage for dramatically advancing peace in the Middle East. And I think beyond the Middle East, in very important Muslim countries. I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
And we'll have a board, and one of the people that wants to be on the board is the UK former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, good man, very good man, and some others. And they'll be named over the next few days.
But if Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they supposedly accept it and then basically do everything to counter it, then Israel will finish the job by itself. This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way, but it will be done.
If they're unable to do so, then Israel would have the absolute right and actually our full backing, the U.S. full banking.
So that was the press conference by both President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, just outlining some of the steps that will be taken to introduce peace into Gaza. What do you think? A little later on, we'll be having an interview with a representative from the Israeli embassy, as her title is the chief, that should be deputy chief of mission at the Israel embassy in Panama for Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Guyana, Suriname, and CARICOM. We'll touch a little more into the developments. As a matter of fact, let's step into that conversation now. Good morning and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Miss Luce, can you hear me? Good morning. Good morning. All right, so let me give you a couple of minutes just to settle in there. Let's take a call in the meantime. 625-2257, 627-3223. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Port of Spain.
Port of Spain here.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, and to all listeners. I want to make one point, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I am very happy that you're getting some light at the end of the tunnel with the Israel-Gaza-Palestine business. I'm very happy. I couldn't take it anymore when you look at the news and you see what's happening to them. And, you know, stand in hell, you are helpless, but you have your sympathy. And so far, I'm happy, happy that this war is coming. I don't know if it has ended, but there are signs that it's coming to an end. And long live peace. Long live peace, Tesca. I'll call you back later, but long live peace. I'm happy, Port of Spain.
Thank you so much, Port of Spain. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. Of course, 306-1065. Let's see if you could take another one. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Pladan, good morning.
Good morning, Fastra.
How are you going?
So far, so good.
Well, I listen to the daily program, basically, you know. What a program I'm getting at all this morning. A lot of sentiments we're sharing, basically, on the budget and so on. So moving forward, I hear the news telling us that that little settlement, initial war stopping in the Gaza there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how it goes. I mean, war is an expensive thing, and I mean, that had the world and a lot of financial challenge because it's just money goes up in smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, we have our budget here coming up, and I mean, the budget, they need to be kind of, this is the first time we have administration that will need to level with the people in terms of what's the reality and where they'll try to direct the country to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a real thing. And I know oftentimes I hear union leaders saying we're living on 2014 salary, we're living on this salary. But if you look at the basic expense of sending a child to school, look at the private sector. You know, if you send a child to a private school, the child return about $500 or $700 per subject for the term. So if you multiply by 8 subjects, they can have about $4,000 of a secondary school fee from Form 1 to 5, and they had to pay for the exams. That is nearly for the term alone, that is $4,000. So the 5 form, that is,
mm-hmm.
It's nearly about it'll cost about $50,000 in school if you send a child to school for a 5-year term. Any more than that. Plus, you might buy books on that. So that is a cost we still have to buy the book. That is a cost we get that subsidy in China. Then our water. And the public utility minister, you know, he's saying he wouldn't raise. They got to let the public know what's the reality. Because money have a way when they try to hide and breaks, you're going to eventually catch up with you. You know, when they do level and decide how we're moving forward to handle whatever debt we have to handle. So then they need to be really the population and don't have people on false promises. Because any people that can't do the calculation like you and I will think, well, I can get this. No. I mean, and that is just how it is. And that is just how it is with figures. You can't hide a duck. If you're making less than you're spending, somewhere down the road you catch up with you. You have to balance it somehow, or know how you're going to deal with it.
At the end of the day, I'm still wondering about the deficit and being in the deficit.
Yeah, we got
how we're going to be servicing that debt with that income being up in the air, right?
Besides that deficit budget, look, you have a debt. To the NGC debt to TNTEC. How are we going to service that? Because I mean, the other administration, they had planned to kind of like adjust the rates in order to kind of say they adjust it, but they didn't even give us a deciding factor, you know, a direct guidelines, what ratio, how you're going to work out this ratio, because remember, while you're paying the outstanding debt, remember, you have to recurrent to deal with as well.
Mm-hmm. The thing is,
challenges. We're in a pretty delicate situation across the board, not the fault of theirs, because, you know, on the world market also, we have an income that is a flexible income where we got to depend on the prices, so we do have control over.
And the oil prices, gas prices.
Right,
yeah.
And one of our main sources of sale, which is the gas, is in short supply. We have the amount that we'd like to have to export. And the oil, though, the most we can do is increase the barrels. But even then, if we can't increase in any significant number to compete with the outside market there, because, I mean, we just adopt our part playing in the market there. We are small.
Yeah, thanks so much, Fast Track, but I have to cut you here. We can talk more about that in the next hour as we really prepare for Monday, literally a couple days ago. And the thing is, what can be done within these last couple of hours to you know, make the budget, one that actually works in our favor. We'll see. We'll talk more about it in the next hour, all right? I'd like to welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM Ms. Anya Yonatan Luce, Deputy Chief of Mission at the Israel Embassy in Panama, for Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Guyana, Suriname, and CARICOM. And yeah, welcome. How is your feeling this morning as the news of the movement to peace in Gaza? What's the feeling from the embassy this morning?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. We definitely have the best and the warmest feelings in our hearts as the ceasefire came into effect and the Trump plan is approved, was approved yesterday by the Israeli government. It is really historic. It's a historic moment for Israel and for the whole Middle East after 2 years of this horrible war that started on October 7th of 2023. We are now feeling relieved and we are full of hope that all our hostages will come back till Monday. All the 20 alive and 28 murdered, but they will come to Israel.
So yeah. We've heard that there is a 20-point plan by the Israeli Palestinian government with the help of the United States President Donald Trump. Is it possible to go through at least some of the points of that plan? I believe that this would be the first step, the ceasefire and allowing persons back into the Gaza. What would be the next step from here?
Well, there are five fundamentals of the first stage. First of all, the IDF forces redeploy from Gaza and stay at the yellow line. According to the Trump plan, that means that around half of Gaza's troops still for now stays with Israeli forces. But the other parts will be free of that. Israel, there is a full ceasefire and the release of all hostages. We do a release of prisoners, of the Palestinian prisoners. A lot of humanitarian aid will enter the strip. And during the next stages, there will be international forces getting into Gaza and, you know, rebuilding it in many ways.
And that relief effort, can you say anything about that relief effort as it pertains to citizens who may have been injured, obviously displaced from this conflict? How would relief get to them? Is there a concern with safety of these individuals bringing relief?
Absolutely, from the Israeli side, absolutely. We are fully committed to bringing maximum humanitarian aid to Gaza as the ceasefire has really came into effect already. And from our side, the safety of the people working with it will be 100%.
So there will be collaboration between the Israeli government and the relief workers that come in to provide that assistance. On the other side of it, in terms of persons who would like to leave, what would be the conditions for them? How would that work out for them?
You know, we are not getting into details of the further stages of the plan, as we really need to see that the hostages are released. You know, the war could stop any moment if these people came back. And now they're coming back and we need to see that they are returning and that the bodies are found and returned to the family. So this is like, we are at the first stage and we are now dealing with this phase of the plan.
So we are not... It's only until we understand if the hostages are released and returned to Israel, then we'll be able to know what would be the next step.
Well, I cannot get into the details as the details, you know, are still being worked on, but the The approval is for the big plan, which first stage is crucial.
Okay. So basically, we just, it's a kind of a very tense waiting game to see how things move forward.
Absolutely. That's why when you asked me how we are feeling in the embassy, we are feeling relief, but we are feeling hope, and we are very, very tense. These days are crucial for our country. These days are crucial also for the Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. And we really believe and hope that this time all of the hostages will come back and the ceasefire will be for a long time and not, as you know, as it happened already for many times when Hamas did not keep its promises.
So that was one of the comments that was made in the press conference with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the President Donald Trump. He basically mm-hmm. said if there was a backtracking of the commitment made in this initial ceasefire, that Israel would take action. And it did sound like it is a waiting game at this point. What type of reaction or plan the Prime Minister would have if it is that things don't go according to plan?
You know, Israel has its military force, and as we all know, it can use it to protect its own citizens. But our choice is diplomacy. The moment the other side agreed to free the hostages, we are immediately approving this plan, which means that I don't think that there is a reason to speculate on what kind of reaction Israel can give. We all saw what reactions Israel can give all over the world when it's fighting terrorism. But this time, we do hope that we are on the pace of diplomacy and on the pace of peace. And in this opportunity, I really would like to thank Mr. President Trump for this unique deed and action and his leadership that hopefully will bring peace to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And the positioning of the United Nations, I know that it was not a very welcoming space for the Prime Minister at that point in time. In terms of collaborations with other countries, have there been other persons seeking to assist Israel and the citizens of Israel in this conflict?
Well, we all know that the United Nations is not a very friendly stage for Israel these days. Many countries are biased against Israel, and we are fighting it through diplomacy and our talks. At the same time, Israel has a lot of partners. Israel is seeking to widen and broaden the circle of normalization and peace. We do have Arab countries supporting us both openly and in closed circles. So this kind of treaty would not come into effect if we didn't have other partners worldwide, and we do have them.
All right. Well, Ms. Leos, any other messages or positionings from the embassy you would like to give out today in this interview? I know that you are the Deputy Chief Mission for Barbados, Guyana, Suriname, and CARICOM in general. Are there any other pointers you would like to bring forward today?
Well, I would like to thank you and the people of Trinidad that are interested in the topic of Israel, that care, that want the war to be over. I want to say that Israel is open to peace, is looking for peace, and really we cannot be happier than in these days when we finally can probably take off our yellow ribbons from our jackets and receive our hostages and start a new page in history of the Middle East.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time for talking to us here at Freedom 106.5 FM. And yeah, war is not something that anyone wants. And I think that the movement to peace is always the better move. And we are with our own tensions here in CARICOM / the western side with other countries. Don't really want to get into that, but we're hoping that peace does prevail. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Highly appreciate it. Goodbye.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.